Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Made me realize, when I thought of housewives I had to sympathize. The food situation made me realize, when I thought of housewives I had to sympathize. See them every day in most every queue, looking for the things just for me and you. For the son and the daughter, grandma and dad, see housewives really working hard. Last war, I know you must agree that these women have been working quite faithfully. Foodstuff was the problem from then to now, but these women are determined they must get somehow. They have a lot of courage in this kind of work. Whether rain or sun, they will never shirk. So the son and the daughter, grandma and dad, say housewives really working hard.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlife.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
Love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes, love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
Yeah.
funk of 40,000 years and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Welcome to Sheffield Live on this Thursday afternoon for Communities Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
And I'm Bradley Middleton.
How are you doing, Brad?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's just the two of us in the studio today. Unfortunately, Chris couldn't make it here, but we're going to have a good time, I think, anyways, even without him. But I hope you're listening at home, Chris, and we wish you were in the studio with us.
Yeah, definitely.
Two songs just to start the show off with. We had probably the king of all Halloween songs, Michael Jackson's Thriller. And Creedence Clearwater Revival's Bad Moon Rising, as heard in An American Werewolf in London in 1981.
Yep.
In case you haven't guessed, the theme of today's show is Halloween show, as it is Hallow's Eve.
Yeah.
Do you celebrate Halloween, or do you like Halloween?
I like Halloween. Like, I usually try and get like a pumpkin, carve it and all that, and I've got like a costume that I sometimes dress up in.
I think I've done pumpkin carving once. It was years ago, though. Yeah. It was Annet Castle in Northumberland, if I remember correctly, and it's not the easiest thing to do sometimes. Yeah. It takes a bit of doing.
Yeah. Mine always turns out really messy when I do mine.
Do you do like styles, or is it just like, you know, your standard like jack-o'-lantern, or do you do like little artwork or like styles onto it?
I just do like your standard sort of jack-o'-lantern scary
face. And do you put like candles in it or like lights in it? That's what you should do.
I love the smell of when you put a candle inside a pumpkin and it gets that toasted pumpkin smell.
Oh, like
I love that smell when you have that.
It's like a pumpkin spice smell. I can't remember smelling something like that.
I don't know. It's just whenever you
I
like
do
it.
Like the taste of pumpkin, though. Is it outside the house and everything, or do you just leave it in the house?
We just put it on the windowsill so people can see it.
I tell you what, in the dark, it's amazing. Like, you see it in the distance.
Yeah.
Do you do anything else for Halloween? Like watch films, play games, play certain music?
I'd like watch a couple of horror films, play a bit of Misfits music when it's that sort of time of the year, because they're sort of horror-y sort of...
We will hear them later in the show. I'm not going to say which song, I'm going to leave that as a surprise, but we will hear them later in the show, no doubt. My Halloween usually consists of watching just horror movies now. At university, it was Party Central, as it is for many university students. I'm pretty sure the ones here in Sheffield will have been... I think it was student night last night. I think student night's on Wednesdays, but... Tomorrow, Halloween on a Friday, it doesn't get much better, does it?
Definitely, yeah.
I shall be watching a few films as well.
Yeah.
Do you play games as well? Any horror games? Or
the only horror game that I do regularly play is Dead by Daylight.
Good game.
It's on Xbox Game Pass, and I sometimes play it with a couple of friends who sometimes come on with me sometimes.
I haven't played it for a while, but is it multiplayer?
Yeah, it's multiplayer, all multiplayer.
Is it? Online as well. I can't say I remember.
Yeah, it's all like a multiplayer online thing. Yeah.
And for those who don't know, could you give a little description of the game? So, like what happens?
Dead by Daylight is up to five people. The before survivors, you could call them, and then one. It's kind of like a game of hide and seek in a way.
Right.
So you've got the four hiders or survivors, and then you've got like a killer who would go and hunt them down and try and kill the survivors.
It's a bit like Manhunt, in a way.
I've not really played Manhunt, so I don't know.
Like, you know, there's someone trying to get you, but it's like killing someone instead of, rather than like, found you.
Yeah. And then in Dead by Daylight, then you have to repair these generators through the game, which then makes you able to then escape at the end of the game.
Oh, it's like, it's kind of escape / hide and seek. Like, it's a bit of like something mashed all together.
It's like hide and seek, but if someone were trying to kill you instead of just find you.
Right, I've seen it before, and I've probably played a little bit, but I can just visualise in my head what it's like. And
yeah.
You said it's Xbox Game Pass?
It's on Xbox Game Pass, yeah.
I have that, so I may or may not download it, depending on my storage.
And it's on other consoles as well. It's on PlayStation. I've got it on Switch myself as well as Xbox.
PC as well? I don't know if it's on PC.
I think it is on PC, yeah. I have played some other ones on PC, so I think it is.
Sounds like a good game, but we are going to go back into some music just briefly, and we'll talk more about Halloween stuff, but this is Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper.
Romeo and Juliet are Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Two songs there we thought we'd play. Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper and Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon, because it's not Halloween without the Prince of Darkness, is it?
Definitely, yeah.
I've seen a lot of Ozzy Osbourne costumes over the years as well.
Yeah.
Especially at university. But we're going to talk a bit about horror films now, as it's both of our favourites. Do you have a favourite one in particular from any time? It doesn't have to be recent or like older.
I'm going to say the first Conjuring is my favourite.
Conjuring.
Yeah, I went to the cinema to watch the new one. It were good.
Is that the fifth one? No.
It's either the fifth or the sixth one, I think.
Because I know there's a lot of Conjuring films. I haven't watched them, but because I'm a bit nervous to watch them.
Yeah, do you not like horror?
It's not the horror, it's the theme of it. It's the exorcism bit, because I know it's about that. I've seen The Nun, because I know The Nun's in one of the films.
Yeah.
I can watch The Exorcist, no problem. Just exorcisms like, freak me out a little bit. When I went to Las Vegas the other week, there was exorcism bits in there. Have you heard of Zach Bagans, actually? He's like a ghost hunter in America.
I don't think so, no.
He's got a museum in Vegas and went in there, and it was all a bit like freaky.
How was it?
Learning about them and everything. But a good experience nonetheless. Is there any reason why you like The Conjuring, especially the first one?
I feel like I'm getting my films mixed up a bit here now, but it's the, do you know the bit where they're playing that, where the woman is going outside past the house and she sees the kid dancing to that weird sound?
I've seen a clip of it, yeah.
Yeah. I can never remember who that song's by or what it's called, but it's a really high-pitched singing and the ukulele. And then the kid's just dancing to it.
Is it Tiny Tim's?
I think it is Tiny Tim, yeah. That's it, yeah, that's the song, yeah. Because that song, I don't know why, it just fits that scene really well. That song, I think that song helps make that scene.
It's a very eerie song. It's a good song, but it's a very eerie song. It's perfect for Halloween because of, if you haven't listened to the song, Tiny Tim had a really high-pitched voice, and the ukulele as well, it just fits in perfectly, doesn't it? I have a lot of favourite horror films, but the one that stands out the most is the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I've not seen any of those.
You know?
No.
Shouldn't really spoil it too much. The reason why I like the one in 1974, one, it was a low budget at the time, and they managed to create an iconic film with little money. I mean, I can't remember exactly off the top of my head what the budget was, but it was a few hundred thousand dollars, I think, which was probably a fortune now in today's money.
Probably.
But it's the atmosphere that makes a film. It's not necessarily, jump scares and everything. I think there's one jump scare, that's it. But it's the atmosphere that makes a film. With, sound effects. The lack of music, actually. There isn't much music. And it's not like you don't know what's going to happen. I'm preparing myself. I know what's going to happen. But the character as well, Leatherface is top five horror characters of all time.
Probably, definitely,
Did you mention there's a Texas Chainsaw Massacre game during the music break?
Yeah.
There was at one point.
Yeah, I did play the game a little bit while it was on.
It
used to be on Xbox Game Pass, but I don't think it is anymore.
I'll check, but I never got to play the game.
Yeah.
But having watched the films, I mean, the second one was all right as well, years after, and then they've done the odd reboot and spin-off. There was one a few years ago that's still on Netflix, actually, a modern day one. That was good as well. It's still set in the after the first film, so 50 years after the after the first one, which is good. But I watch it every year religiously now at Halloween, as well as other ones. And do you have any other favourite horror films? A little top three or something.
I don't really have a top three horror films, but one that does stand out is Sinister, only because it was the first one that I ever saw. And I must have been about 12 when I saw it, and being a little 12-year-old watching a film like that,
it
breaks you up a bit. You know what I mean?
It shakes you up, and it takes you ages to get over.
Yeah,
I prefer the older horror movies.
Yeah,
the new ones. I like the new ones still. I haven't got anything against them, but I think they've got too much jump scares at times.
Yeah.
And which is good because it scares you sometimes, but sometimes you expect it.
Yeah.
I mean, Friday the 13th, the entire franchise, I like. Well, maybe apart from the last one, Jason Goes to Hell, it was a bit of a disappointing film.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street, I've always liked. Halloween, I've always liked. And Scream as well.
Yeah.
So, old horror films are my forte. I mean, we've got plenty of them on DVD, and I always watch them whenever they land on Netflix or any other streaming platforms. But We mentioned this band earlier. We're going to get into some more music shortly. This is what Brad was talking to me about this before we got into the studio. And can you tell me a little bit about the Misfits?
So, I don't listen to them a massive amount, but the Misfits, I'd describe them as a horror punk band. Because, right. You know, they, as you can see by pictures, if you look them up, they are dressed as if they are like Halloween characters.
They're like a very scary like Kiss, aren't they?
Kind of.
With the face paint and everything. Just looking at the picture on the screen right here.
Kind of like Kiss, but more punky.
And you listen to them every year at Halloween, or most of the time?
Yeah, because it sort of adds that Halloween-y sort of vibe. Like a lot of the songs are quite Halloween themed.
Have you seen them before? Have they ever done UK gigs or anything?
I don't know if the Misfits are still together, but I know the guitarist.
We'll find out during the music break.
I'm pretty sure the guitarist Doyle is still doing stuff.
Independent stuff.
I'm not too sure what he's doing, but from what I've seen, he is still up to stuff music related. From what I've seen.
Right. But would you like to introduce this song as?
Yeah, so
favourite ones.
So this song by the Misfits is called Scream.
Misfits and Scream. It's the first time I've actually heard that song, and I'm rather impressed. Thank you for, telling me about this song. They are still an active band, according to Google, but they're not like a full-time band. They don't do like things every year or tours, but they are still very much together, according to Google.
Yeah.
So I will listen to them again, actually,
from
now on, because it's a rather impressive song. Like the vocals and the guitaring especially.
Yeah.
But I see what you mean about them being like a punky band and why Halloween, you'd listen to them more often.
Yeah.
We talked a bit about horror movies before. And we'd be here all day if we were talking about every horror movie ever. There's so many good ones. But we are going to talk a bit about horror gaming now.
Okay.
So, do you have a favourite horror game?
I don't play many horror
other
games.
Other than Dead by Daylight.
The most horror-themed game that I do play is the Metro games, which aren't...
Yes, I've heard about Metro.
They're not exactly horror games, but they are a bit scary or creepy, something like that. I'd say action thriller with elements of horror.
That'll do.
Because there are scenes where you physically walk up to and see ghosts and...
Yeah, that's...
my favourite scene, for anyone listening who has played the Metro games, my favourite scene is where you meet this guy called Khan. You're going down a Metro tunnel and he tells you to go up to and listen to these pipes. You start listening to him and it's children laughing and then they start screaming and try and pull you in and try and attack you.
That does sound very horror-ish, like something you'd see in a movie, actually.
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, that's like a horror...
Yeah.
Horror-esque thing. There's a lot of horror games I like. The jump scare ones I like, but they still always get me.
Yeah.
I mean, years ago I used to play the Five Nights at Freddy's games, and they always got me.
Isn't there a new film of that coming out?
There's a second film.
I thought so, yeah.
Watched the first one again recently, but the second one's coming out... I think it's coming out soon, actually.
Yeah.
Unless it's out already.
Yeah, I remember seeing the trailer for it recently.
But... See how much a game like can expand and turn into a film.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it'd be that successful. I mean, there was 4 main games and then they had a couple more. I think there's 6 games altogether. All in like a short space of a few years. But we talked about Silent Hill in the past. Have you played Silent Hill before or know of it?
No, I keep meaning to get them and try them, but I never get round to it.
I've played Silent Hill in the past. Great game. Resident Evil's also a great game as well, and Left 4 Dead. So the zombie games, like zombie survival games, are always a big hit for me, and they're fun to play. They never get old, or they don't get boring or anything. There's always stuff to do. And you kill zombies, so what more can you ask?
Have you seen the TV series of Last of Us?
Yes, I have. There's The Last of Us as well, that's the other thing I forgot to mention. That's a good TV show as well. It's quite accurate to the game.
I feel like the second one was a little less accurate,
The first one was...
Very, very accurate.
Very accurate,
mostly accurate, yeah.
But the second one was...
I feel like it dropped off a bit.
Yeah, a bit more loose.
Yeah. I did start watching them. I've seen all of the first series. I got like... Where did I get in the second? I got to the theatre scene in the second one. But because I've already played the games, I already knew what happened anyway.
So you just sat back
and
I'm just gonna watch this.
Yeah. Then I got to the theatre scene. If you've played the games, you'll know what I mean by the theatre scene, the cinema scene or whatever it's called. Yeah, I just got to that point, I just thought they've changed so much stuff in the second series. It's like it's almost not as accurate in a way. To the game.
It's a bit more loose rather than like stick to the story. It's like more loosely based.
It was good. It's just not as accurate.
No, I mean, I think you should stick to accuracy most of the time if you're going to turn a game into a film or a TV series.
Yeah.
Because if you loosely base it, it just drifts away from... what it's all about. I mean, and then the plot just completely changes. And it's not what you expect.
Yeah.
I mean, when I heard about The Last of Us coming as a... I was like, I know what to expect and I know what I want.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very happy with it.
Yeah.
But is there any more games that have been turned into TV series or films?
Halo. The new series wasn't very good.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
I watched the first 3 episodes and I was like, this is nothing like the games. Halo's one of my favourite games and it's nothing like the games.
No, I mean, you don't ruin Halo. I'm not even going to like talk about that.
Yeah, fair enough.
You don't ruin a game like Halo.
Exactly.
Any good game you don't ruin.
Yeah.
What did you think? Have you seen the Resident Evil series or the film?
I did see bits of them when I were a kid, but because of what kind of film they were, I was never allowed to watch them as a kid because of what they are.
Right, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I've noticed as well that with games, you were talking about earlier during one of the music breaks, there's been some either DLCs or Easter eggs. Easter eggs being, like, things, they're not actual Easter eggs that you get in a chocolate eggs you get Easter.
It's just something to find.
It's just something like a reference. There's been a few horror characters over the years going into games, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Do you want to name a... Because I can name a few.
There's been a lot added to Fortnite recently. I think Jason's on there.
I've been playing Fortnite. Yeah. It's Fortnite Mares.
Scooby-Doo's on there.
Wednesday Adams is on there.
Wednesday's on there,
Ghostface from Scream's on there. Leatherface was last year, but I've still got the skin because I'm using that at the minute. Michael Myers was on a few years ago.
Yeah, Doja Cat's on there.
Doja,
Could you class her as Halloween themed?
I think she got like a Halloween themed song, or like she's doing something for Halloween. I don't know too much about Doja Cat.
Other honest. Than her being on Fortnite with the Halloween stuff on Fortnite, I don't know.
I don't know if there's any connection.
Really, I don't really listen to her. It's not really my sort of thing, really. So
no,
I don't really know.
No, man, either. I mean, I'm sure she's a decent musician. A lot of people listen to her. I mean, on Spotify, she's got millions and millions of.
I mean,
from what I have
heard of her, she is good. It's just not really my sort of
thing,
really.
I'm trying to think of other characters as well. Just having a quick think. Was Chucky on one of the games? I'm sure Chucky was.
Chucky is on there. Yeah, or he was.
Was, yeah.
The Simpsons have been added to it as well now.
They're coming at the weekend, I think.
They're already on it.
The aliens are on it. If you go on the...
Is it Kronos and whatever his name is?
Kronos and Kang or something.
That's it, yeah.
So there's a live event actually on Fortnite.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's part of Fortnite Mares.
I don't know.
Because usually Fortnite Mares ends straight after Halloween. And
yeah.
It is Halloween tomorrow, as we all know.
Yeah.
But I do like seeing film characters in games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to see them around other than just their own film. Because if they're in your own film, they're kind of restricted. You just have to see them there.
Yeah.
And nowhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, other than maybe dressing up as a Halloween costume.
Hmm.
I don't know what number one Halloween costume is this year. I don't know who or what it's going to be. But we are going to get into some music whilst we think about that.
Yeah.
And this one is... It's a good song.
I completely forgot this guy existed.
He doesn't do too much things now, but he's done movie directing, but an all-around talented musician. The music video to this is really trippy as well.
Yeah.
So if you have the chance on YouTube, watch this. And this is Rob Zombie with Dragula.
Thank you.
another double whammy there with good horror music we've had today, or Halloween theme music.
Yeah.
I decided to play Hell's Bells after Rob Zombie's Dragula. I told you the music video was a bit trippy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the filters and everything.
I remember seeing it years ago.
Hell's Bells, the intro always gets me, not just the guitar, but the actual bell at the start. Yeah. When I went to go see them live, because they've always got like a massive bell that comes down.
Yeah.
And then the 2009 River Plate concert in Argentina, Brian literally ran up and then jumped on the bell and just rang it like that.
Oh yeah, that sounds cool.
It was cool. He doesn't do it now, but we are coming towards the end of the show, and it's flown by again, as it usually does. But we're going to quickly predict what the number one Halloween costume is going to be this year, because I've seen a few things on social media, because I know there's been a few trends over the years. I mean, 2016 was Harley Quinn because of Suicide Squad.
I hated that trend.
I mean,
well, I didn't hate it. It was just annoying.
Going around my neighbourhood and going around, there was a load of Harley Quinns. But this year, I can't decide or tell who it's going to be.
I wouldn't be surprised if a few people dressed up as Aussie. At least a few people.
Maybe, yeah. I think there's going to be a few Aussies in there.
Yeah.
And a few Wednesday Addams with probably the new series. Or I know families, if they've got young kids, they usually do like the full Addams family.
I think my sister's doing that with her family, I think. Addams family.
All the Addams family are just like a couple.
So from what I've heard my family saying, so my sister's going to be, what's the mum called again?
Morticia.
Her husband is going to be the dad.
Gomez.
Yeah. They've got two kids. I think the daughter, my niece, is going to be Wednesday, I think.
Right.
But I'm not sure if my nephew's getting involved with that or not. I don't really know.
Right.
If he could play like Pugsley or something, I don't know.
I mean, I've seen on TikTok as well, just before you finish. There's been a Netflix show this year that's popped up massively, and you can hear all the songs. It's called K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Mm.
You would have heard the songs pretty much everywhere, as it got, I think it got in the charts as well, some of it.
Right.
And it also got added to Fortnite as a game mode.
I probably heard it on Fortnite.
Seen on TikTok, I think, this morning, a shop ran out of purple like, hairspray or purple hair dye, because one of the characters, I can't tell you the name, because I haven't seen it, has like, bright purple hair.
Yeah.
And it suggests that there's going to be a lot of younger girls going...
Yeah.
Dressed as the character from that show.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever seen anywhere run out of purple hair dye or purple hairspray before.
I've never heard that before.
That's a first for me, but we have come to the end of the show.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining me, because it's nice to have someone other than presenting by myself like the last time.
I always enjoy being here, yeah.
Yeah, you're a good part of the show. It's been nice chatting about all different things with that Halloween theme circling around.
But yeah.
If you do want to get involved, you can contact us via the website or contact our producer, Chris Sinelli, at chrissinelli89@gmail.com. Brad, thank you for joining me once again.
Thank you for having me again.
Likewise, and thank you for talking to me. And it's all right. We'll be back next Thursday. But we are going to leave you with a pretty, I won't say brand new now, but a new song by the one and only Lady Gaga, which was featured on the second series of Wednesday. And this is called The Dead Dance.
Like the words of a song, I hear you call. Like a thief in my head, you criminal. You stole my thoughts before I dreamed them. And you killed my queen with just one pawn. This goodbye is no surprise. This goodbye won't make me cry. Can I keep on dancing until I'm dead? Dancing until I'm dead. I'm dancing until I'm dead.
picture of the